Good evening and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I'm Damiano Pietropaolo. Tonight, we begin a five-part dramatization of Vikram Seth's acclaimed novel, A Suitable Boy. Set in the newly independent India of the 1950s, A Suitable Boy is a romantic love story on a grand scale. This radio production was recorded entirely on location in India. Here now is episode one of A Suitable Boy.
So late you have come.
Yes, brothers.
You two will marry a boy I choose.
I know what your ums mean, young lady, and I can tell you I will not stand for ums in this matter.
Not now, Ma. It's Savita's wedding day.
Do you think it's easy for me trying to arrange things for all four of you children without his help?
People are looking at you. They want to congratulate you and they'll think it's very odd if they see you crying in this way.
Let them see me. They will only think it is because of my happiness. No one appreciates me. I've chosen such a good boy for Savita and all everyone does is complain.
Well, he is a little thin.
Thin? What is thin? Everyone is trying to be thin these days. And if Savita is not complaining, everyone should be happy with him.
Ma,
why are you trying to annoy me when I'm so happy?
Uncle Sagar's making a beeline.
Opa, congratulations.
Thank you, Mahasraji. It is so wonderful, the boy of my dreams. And Savita is so happy.
Hello, Lata.
Hello, Uncle.
My, you have grown since we last met.
Yes, Uncle.
And soon you too will be embarking on the journey of life.
Uncle, I don't want to embark on any journey without checking the ticket first.
Lata.
Gina, clever girl.
Do eat something, Mahasraji. Do eat. I must go in and see what's happening now. Lata, remember what I said. What is good enough for your sister is also good enough for you.
Now we can't both marry Pran.
So, Lata, I imagine you must be meeting lots of boys at university. What do you study?
English. And no, I'm far too busy working, Uncle.
Ah, you're a very discreet girl, very discreet. I like that.
Well, I better go and help. The ceremony will begin in a minute.
Enjoying yourself, Lata?
Yes.
Well, the buffer zone's about to disappear.
I'm sorry?
Well, your sister and my brother are now seen to. We'll be next if our parents have their way. Why are you smiling? You're not laughing at me, are you?
I'm not laughing at all.
Smiling, I meant?
No, not at you. At myself.
That's very mysterious.
It'll have to remain so, I'm afraid. My niece wants her ice cream, and I have to supply it.
Try the pistachio.
It's not bad at all.
Who was the delicious cad you were talking to?
It's just Ma and he's Pran's younger brother.
Really? But he's so good looking. And Pran so well, not ugly, but, you know, dark and nothing special.
Aarti, don't be mean. Pran's very popular with the students, and I like him. Since he'll be my brother-in-law, you'll have to like him too. Promise me you will.
I won't. He's taking you away from me.
He's doing nothing of the sort. My mother, with her fine sense of household economy, is dumping me on.
I don't see why you should obey your mother.
Malti?
Blame myself to some extent. If I hadn't been so tied up with work, I might have prevented this whole fiasco. But once Ma got it into her head that this Kapoor chap was suitable, it was impossible to dissuade her.
Well, Arun Bhai, it's too late. We're all one big happy family now, and we have to put up with each other as well as we can.
What precisely do you mean by that? Do you think that if Daddy had been alive, we would have married into this sort of family? It's a bloody fiasco. In a few minutes, our sister is going to give up her name to this third-rate academic fellow whose father is some sort of upstart, rabble-rousing local politician. position.
He's the Minister of Revenue.
With the British locked up, and probably quite rightly. And their children will all be as dark-skinned as he is. Daddy will be turning in his grave. We're going to have to do a lot better for you, Lata. A lot better.
Darling Arun, so here I am back in Brahmapur and the wedding seems just like yesterday. Since arriving, Pran and Savita have taken good care of me. Savita is looking very well and taking the pregnancy in her stride. And Pran is a first-class husband, except for his asthma, and most caring. Unfortunately, Pran cannot afford a car on his lecturer's salary and the transport situation is not good. I take a bus or tonga to go here and there. And sometimes I walk.
Professor Mishra, there is nothing radical in my suggestion. As you can see, we have 21 writers whose works we consider essential for our BS students to read in order for them to obtain proper understanding of modern British literature. But there is no choice. And I might add, no Lawrence. Now, these two writers...
Wouldn't it be better if we were to concentrate on Joyce for the moment?
The two matters are interlinked, surely.
But not on this agenda, Dr. Kapoor. Not on this agenda. But what were you saying when I so rudely interrupted?
Joyce is a great writer. This is now universally acknowledged.
The Death, a fine story. I read it twice.
Very good, very good. But there is more to Joyce than the Death. There is the unreadable Ulysses. There is the worst and unreadable Finnegan's Wake. This kind of writing is unhealthy for our students. It encourages them, as it were, in sloppy and ungrammatical writing. And what about the ending of Ulysses? There are young and impressionable women whom in our courses it is our responsibility to introduce to the higher things of life, Dr. Kapoor. Your charming sister-in-law, for example. Would you put a book like Ulysses in her hands?
Yes.
Now, Arun, mind, do not be cross with me for what I am saying. But I have been thinking a lot about Lata lately. I could see how busy you were with work, so I mentioned it very rarely when I was in Calcutta. But I think it's time for you to help in the matter of finding a suitable boy. Another covenanted boy from a good family would be a dream come true. Lata sometimes comes up with the idea that she will not get married. And I think it is time we cured her of such theories. Now that the college year is almost over, Lata will have time. Anyway, space is running short, so my darling Arun, I will end now. Do not worry at all about me. My blood sugar level is okay.
How much do you want for this book? As you can see, it's damaged.
Exams are coming up, Maltiji, and you're still buying novels?
You're going to be long. Just give me 2 minutes. You would go out of business if we didn't read your novels, you know?
I'll be at the back browsing. Come and get me when you're ready.
Okay, I won't be long. We are sacrificing our examination results on the altar of your prosperity.
I can't give it back up. You want the price of the best. No.
It's unusual for someone to be interested in both poetry and mathematics.
Is that so?
Gunton Robbins. It's an excellent work.
Oh, is it?
My father says so. Not as a text, but as a broad introduction to various, facets of the subject. He teaches maths at the university.
Actually, I'm not interested in mathematics. I was just browsing, randomly.
No. You know, nor am I. I'm a history student myself.
I must go now. My friend's waiting for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I've been disturbing you?
No.
In that case, may I ask your name?
Lata.
Aren't you going to ask me mine?
No.
He wanted to rob me of 12 annas.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you ready, Malti?
Yes.
Well, let's go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who's he?
Just someone. Just came up to me and started a conversation. Hurry up, let's go. It's hot in here.
I am taking you straight to the Blue Danube, and there you're going to tell me exactly what happened between that cad and you, huh?
What is this cad nonsense?
Delicious, like Cadbury chocolate.
We are forgetting something even I must admit, did not bear in mind earlier in this discussion. I mean that by tradition, the modern British literature paper does not include writers who were living at the time of the Second World War.
What?
This is not altogether a matter of surprise. We need the distance of time objectively to appraise the stature of modern writers, to include them in our canon, as it were. Do remind me, Dr. Kapoor, when did Joyce die?
1941.
Well, there you are. Let's move on to item 3.
Eliot, of course, is still alive.
So, what did you two talk about?
Nothing. Seriously, Malti, he just came up and started talking nonsense. And I said nothing in reply. Or monosyllables. Don't add chilies to boiled potatoes.
Quite tall. Not exactly dark. Very handsome. What's his name?
I don't know.
You talked to him for 15 minutes and you don't know his name?
We did not talk for 15 minutes. And I hardly talked at all. If you're so keen on him, why don't you go back to Imperial Book Depot and ask him his name? Like you, he has no compunctions in talking to anyone.
So you don't like him?
No, I don't. I've no reason to like him. It seemed pretty easy for him to talk to me. As if I was the sort of girl who...
What?
Who can be talked to?
Want some tea?
Let me see. No, this tea is absolutely cold. In Calcutta, Arun's cook used to make the most piping hot tea and hot buttered toast. Oh, it was wonderful. And they didn't have this bitter marmalade that you're having here.
That's right.
You know, they had from Coventus, they used to bring cherry marmalade. Okay.
Have you seen Lata anywhere?
No, ma'am.
It's my Sunday morning. Where could she be?
Perhaps she's gone for a walk down by the river.
I hope she's all right.
Why wouldn't she be all right, ma'am? You must get used to life here in Brahmapur. It's not like Calcutta.
Calcutta is very safe. It may be a big city, but the people are very good. It's quite safe for a girl to walk about at any time.
Ma'am, you're just homesick for Arun. Everyone knows who your favorite child is.
I don't have favorites.
I'll take it. It's probably something to do with tonight's debating contest. Why do I consent to organize all these... wretched activities.
For the looks of adoration in your student's eyes?
Yes. Yes. What? Oh, God. I see.
What is it?
No, thank you. No, it's always better to know. Yes, thank you. Ma?
It's about Lata. She's had an accident.
No.
Thank God.
She has eloped.
Oh, my God. With whom?
With Maan.
Oh, my God.
She phoned my father from the railway station. Why didn't he talk it over with me? I don't see any objection to the match as such, except Maan's already engaged.
No objection? Your brother may think he's a cat's whiskers, but how can you...
Oh, my poor daughter. Oh, my poor daughter. What do
you were calling me. Now what's the matter?
Say it isn't true. Just say it isn't true. How can you think of doing this? And with Mom? How can you break my heart like this?
But it can't be true. The railway station?
I haven't been to any station. What's going on, Ma? Fran told me you were going to have a long session by yourself about plans and prospects for me. And that it would embarrass me to be here. He told me to come back late for breakfast. What have I done to upset you all so much?
Ran, what's going on?
Those who are not conscious of the date must take the consequences.
Ma, this is Pran and Lata's idea of an April Fool's joke.
Not mine.
Really, Pran. It's not so funny, huh, Lata?
Yes, and at exam time. We'll disturb your studies and all this time and money will have gone down the drain.
Don't laugh.
You have to see the funny side, Ma.
Cheer up. Cheer up, everyone. Lata is still unmarried. God's in heaven.
I could have had a miscarriage.
Oh, no. You are robust. I'm the frail one. Besides, this was done entirely for your benefit, to liven up your Sunday morning. You're always complaining about how dull Sunday is.
Well, I prefer boredom to this.
Aren't you at least going to apologize to us?
Sorry, Ma. Sorry, darling.
I should think so. Say sorry to Lata too.
Sorry, Lata.
Apology noted and duly accepted.
Though actually, I don't see why I should apologize. I don't enjoy these April fooleries. It's because I've married into a Westernized family that I decided, well, Pran, you have to keep your end up. Hmm. Or they'll think you're a peasant and you'll never be able to face Arun Mehra again.
You can stop making snide remarks about my brother. You've been doing so ever since the wedding. Yours is equally vulnerable. More so, in fact.
Come on, darling. Forgive me. What do I have to do to make up?
Take us to see a film. I want to see a Hindi film today.
Just to emphasize how westernized I am.
A Hindi film? I thought the strange tastes of expectant mothers extended only to food and drink.
All right, that's fixed then. Which one should we see?
Silence. Pens down, please. No more writing. Silence. Bring your papers to the front of the hall. Make sure that your roll numbers are correctly inscribed on the front and that your supplementary booklets, if you have any, are arranged in the right order. No talking, please.
This is one paper I know I've done really well. Especially the King Lear question. I think the answer was yes.
King, sir?
Hello.
Yeah.
I suppose you don't remember me?
I do.
We met at the bookshop.
Yes. Please just let me be. I don't feel like talking to anyone.
It's the exams, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't worry. You'll have forgotten all about it in 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, I say that because a student of my father's once tried to kill himself after he had done badly in his final exams. And it's a good thing that he didn't succeed. Because when the results came out, he found out that he got a first.
But how can you think you've done badly in mathematics when you've done well? Your answers are either right or wrong.
Well, that's an encouraging thought. Both of us have probably done less badly than we think.
So you've done badly too?
Yes. But when I was standing there feeling really low, I noticed you here looking even worse. And that cheered me up. May I sit down?
Please don't. No, do. But I have to be off. I hope you've done better than you think.
Well, I hope you feel better than you do. Has it helped to talk to me?
No, not at all.
Oh. Anyway, remember there are more important things in the world than exams.
Like what?
Like friendship.
Really?
Really, talking to you has certainly cheered me up. You don't have any objection to my walking along with you, just for a bit?
Can't very well stop you. India's a free country now.
All right. I'll sit on this bench and think of you. And of that attractive and mysterious ink stain on your nose.
What?
No, we're not coming out. No.
What's happening, Savita?
Mark's Pran's brother and his friends. They want to cover us in pink powder.
Oh, no, no. Not me.
Ma, you have to celebrate Holi.
Celebrate by going to the concert tonight. Not with me covered in pink powder. Where's Lata? Come with me upstairs.
But Ma, it's only fun. And besides, Pran and Savita may need our help in fighting off the invader.
Don't ask.
One more pound of flesh.
Very funny. You can play Holi as much as you like with my husband. But promise me you'll only put a bit of color on me, huh?
Yes, I promise. Just a smidgen, and then a bit on your pretty little sister's face, and I'll be satisfied until next year.
Just a smidgen?
I promise.
And then you'll go?
You have my word.
Hello. Just a little bit of pink powder there and there. Now that wasn't too bad, was it?
No.
Now you do the same to me.
All right. Good. That's fine. Very good. Happy Holi.
And a little bit.
Come, Lata.
What is he doing to my daughter?
She looks as though she's enjoying it, Ma.
What a strange family, the Kapoors. I hope this sort of behavior isn't what's in store for us tonight.
No, Ma. Tonight is just a concert. Fran's father has it every year for Holi. Apparently he's inviting some singer that all the men go crazy about.
Ah, Dr. Kapoor.
Dr. Kapoor!
Oh, Mr. Mishra!
I was just passing by and I wanted to have a quiet word with you. About Joyce?
Hmm.
But I see you are preoccupied.
No. It's just my brother celebrating Holi.
It's no matter. We can talk another time.
No, it's an honor that he should come to our house. An honor. Please, come in.
Oh, and is this the charming Mrs. Kapoor?
Hello, Professor Mishra. So nice of you to come and play Holi with us. Shall I put some color on your cheek?
And this is my younger brother, Maan. Maan, this is Professor Mishra, the head of the English department.
Tell me, are you an enemy of the people? My brother calls you Moby Dick, the great white whale. Come for a swim.
No. Get to Moria.
Professor Mishra, I'm so sorry. Can I get you a towel? Savita.
Welcome. Please follow through, the contest will start.
All fathers keep calling me.
Can you hear what she's saying?
No.
Every time she shakes her head, the diamond on her nose pin flashes. It's like the headlight of a car.
A car that's seen many passengers in its time.
Yeah. Look, now she's greeting the minister. He looks so pleased with himself, huh?
All these Congresswalas are the same. They talk about simplicity, plain living, and then they invite this kind of person to the house to entertain their friends.
Ah, but she's not a dancer or anything like that.
No, but you can't deny what she is.
Hello.
How are you?
Having
a nice time. Enjoying yourself.
Yes.
You're looking very nice.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I don't know. Sorry, but nothing special.
Mm.
She always wears Banarsi silk, though. Red tonight. Last year it was green.
Mm.
Bit of a traffic light stop and go.
Look at that zari work in the sari.
Very flashy.
Mm. Very flashy.
I suppose all that is necessary in her profession.
I wouldn't say poor thing. Look at her jewels. That heavy gold necklace with the enamel work.
Well, it comes down a bit too low for my taste.
Yeah. But you know, they say it was given to her by the Raja of Mar. They say he's quite a lover of music.
And a music maker.
Eyes she's making at the young men.
Shameless.
I tell you.
The poor young man doesn't know where to go.
And look at the minister's son, Maan. He's laughing at her. Mm.
Where is the minister?
He asked me to convey his apologies and thanks, Saitabai. But duties.
Duties.
He has meetings at the Legislative Council in the morning.
Ah, what a grand audience he always provides for me at Holi.
They come to see you, Saitabai.
Your grandfather, may he rest in peace, was full of kindness to my mother. And now I am the recipient of your father's graciousness.
And my appreciation, Sahithabhai.
Really? Such things must run in the blood. The guests have all gone and now I must go.
There's no need.
Perhaps you could arrange for a car?
Of course.
I'll walk in the garden till then. This is the most beautiful time of night. Just have the harmonium and other things sent back to my place tomorrow morning.
Ji, Sayyida Begum.
Well then. Sirani Mirki Ahista Bolo Abhi Tukro Te Rote Sirani Sirani.
Inshallah.
Leave me to walk alone in the garden.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Fellow members of the Brahmapur Literary Society and friends, welcome. We have gathered here for the 1698th meeting of our society.
Second row, fourth from the left. What? Your knight in shining armor.
What nonsense you talk, Malti. I don't even know his name.
As I am already seated at the table, I will avail myself of the chairman's prerogative of reading my own poems first, as by way of an aperitif to a more substantial fare that is to follow. So, bon appetit.
You do like him, though, don't you?
The first poem that I would like to read is entitled A Haunting Passion. I am haunted by a tender passion, the ghost of which will never die. The leaves of autumn have grown ashen. I am haunted by the tender passion. And springtime too, in its own fashion, burns me with love's sweet song. So I am haunted by a tender passion, the ghost of which will never die. Thank you.
What poems have you written before this?
All three of my previous poems have been published.
He's making his way across the room to you. I'm going to make myself scarce. Marty, don't you dare move. Be a mouse. They both play a tigress.
What she does is reflect the true voice of India. It is still. Is it all right to interrupt you?
What?
I wondered if it was all right to interrupt you.
To interrupt me, but I was doing nothing.
I meant to interrupt your thoughts.
I wasn't having any.
Quite stuffy in here. Lovely poetry, though.
A time in my life.
Yes.
I was especially moved by Mr. Naroji's A Haunting Passion. Were you? You're very quiet.
I'm always very quiet.
No, you're not. You and your friend were chatting like a pair of jungle babblers all through the readings. I can't say I blame you.
So, do you think men don't chatter and babble as much as women?
I do. It's a fact of nature. Shall I tell you a folktale about Akbar and Birbal? It's very relevant to the subject.
I don't know. Once I've heard it, I'll tell you if you should have told it.
Well, maybe at our next meeting.
I suppose there will be one. We seem to keep meeting by chance.
Does it have to be by chance? When I talked about you and your friend, the fact is that I had my eyes mostly for you.
Mostly?
The moment I saw you enter, I thought how lovely you looked. In a simple green sari, with just a white rose in your hair.
Stop. I know what I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
What's your name?
I thought you'd never ask. I'm Kabir. But very recently, my friends have started calling me Galahad.
Why?
Well, because they think I spend my time rescuing damsels in distress.
I was not in such distress that I needed rescuing.
I know you weren't. You know you weren't. But my friends, well, they're such idiots.
So are mine. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, a younger brother.
No sisters.
Well, I had a sister till last year.
I'm so sorry. How terrible that must have been for you. And your parents,
just
right?
One.
Well, just for my father.
Excuse me, could I have your attention, please? Just one final notice. I'm sorry. Next week's meeting, next week, Professor Mishra of the English department will present a paper on the subject, Elliot Wither. It should be fascinating, so please, even though it is the holidays, do try to come. Thank you. Please enjoy. Carry on. Huh?
Thank with
you. Her. Yes. With her. Where?
With her.
With
her. Elliot with her.
With her. Where, Elliot?
Oh,
like that. Yes, thank you.
I see. Okay. I thought Elliot with her meaning some ladies.
No.
So your poetry is about ladies.
How did you come?
I walked.
These are fine clothes to risk in the dust.
It's just a few minutes away.
Please sit down.
I came yesterday too, but I was turned away.
I know. My fool of a watchman.
You were busy?
What can I say? We are not all blessed with the faculty of discrimination.
But I am here today.
Yes.
I was hoping that maybe you would sing for me.
Sing?
For me. Alone.
Alone?
Yes.
And what would you like me to sing?
Anything.
Not a ghazal, I hope.
No?
Ghazals are for open gatherings. Or the intimacy of lovers.
Yes.
So I will sing what my family is best known for. I will sing you a rag, Pilu.
Oh.
And then?
Yes.
And then you will have to leave.
But?
I have some guests.
Oh, I see.
Adab.
You have to find out who he is, Malti.
Who?
Malti.
Well, I could have told you something about him if you'd allowed me to after the Poetry Society meeting.
Like what?
Well, here are two facts to begin with. His name is Kabir and he plays cricket.
Well, I know that already. And that's about all I know. Don't you know anything else?
No.
But you said to begin with. That means you must have something else.
No. Dr. Naroji began his epic homage to Mother India just as I was about to ask my informant a few more questions.
I'm sure you can find out everything about him if you put your mind to it.
I'm not so sure. It's the holidays in 2 days' time and I'm going home to Agra.
2 days is plenty of time.
And the Malti Detective Agency needs a clue or two to get started.
Like what?
You've got to think back over your conversations. Mm. Isn't there anything else you know about him that could help me?
Nothing. Oh, wait, his father teaches maths.
At Brahmapur University?
I don't know.
Leave it to me. I'll find out whatever I can. Anyway, Lata, from your face, no one would know you still had a paper left. Being in love is good for you. You must do it more often.
Yes, I will. When you become a doctor, prescribe it to all your patients.
So, what are the questions did you answer?
The one about, do Shakespeare's tragic heroes deserve their fates?
Does anyone deserve their fate? Dali?
Pran.
And what was your answer?
Ma, I'm not going to relive every horrible moment of it. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Nata.
Yes?
I found out a couple of things. I'm going away tonight for a fortnight. So I thought I'd better tell you at once. Are you by yourself?
No.
It isn't good news, Lata. You'd better drop him. Are you still there? Well, he's on the university cricket team. There's a photograph of the team in the university magazine. Lata, his surname is Durrani. He's a Muslim. Are you still there?
Yes.
You haven't a chance. Your family will be dead set against him. Forget him. Put it down to experience. You can always find out the last name of anyone with an ambiguous first name. Why don't you say something? Are you listening?
Giggling and talking. Absolute nonsense.
Yes.
Who's Lata talking to?
Must be Malti. Yes. I'd better go now. We're in the middle of dinner.
I'm so sorry. Poor Lata.
No.
See you when you return.
Zira PG Woodhouse or two. Bye.
Bye.
May I come in? What's that you're reading?
PG Woodhouse.
I've been feeling a bit low today.
Oh. Are you having your period or something?
When you're expecting, you don't have your periods. Didn't you know that?
No. What's the matter then?
Oh, nothing. I don't know what it is actually. I just feel this way sometimes. Lately, quite a lot. Maybe it's Pran's health.
Do you love Pran?
Of course I do.
Why of course, Savita?
I don't know. I just love him. I feel better when he's here. I feel worried about him and sometimes I feel worried about his baby.
He'll be all right, judging from his kicking. Do you like being pregnant?
Yes.
Do you like being married?
Yes.
To a man who was chosen for you, whom you didn't really know before your marriage.
Don't talk like that about Pran. It's as if you were talking about a stranger. You're funny sometimes, Lata. Don't you love him too?
Yes, but I don't have to be close to him in the same way. What I can't understand is how... Well, it was other people who decided he was suitable for you. But if you didn't find him attractive...
Why are you asking me all these questions?
Well, I might have to face a problem like that someday.
Are you in love, Lata?
I thought you'd never come out of your house.
How did you find out where I live?
Well, I instituted inquiries.
Whom did you ask?
It doesn't matter. Are your exams over?
Yes. Yesterday.
Why didn't you come to this week's Poetry Society meeting? I waited for you. I even went early. I sat through the whole lecture. Widow Elliot. I even jumped through Mrs. Nauroji's rock-hard cakes.
Oh. I didn't know there was a Mrs. Nauroji. I wondered what the inspiration for his poem. What was it called? A Haunted Passion. What does she look like?
Lata, you're going to ask me next if Professor Mishra's lecture was any good. It was, but I didn't care. Mrs. Nauroji's fat and fair, but I couldn't care less. Why didn't you come?
I couldn't.
Then come and have some coffee with me now, at the Blue Danube.
I can't. I really can't. Please let me go.
I'm not stopping you.
We can't stand here.
Well, let's stand somewhere else then. Let's go for a walk to Curzon Park.
Oh no, half the world goes there.
Where then?
Down by the river.
All right. I need to lock my bike first. We could go boating.
Boating?
Yeah, up the Ganges to the Barsat Mahal. It's a wonderful sight by night. And we could get the boatman to keep the boat still in midstream. And you'll see it reflected by moonlight. Why are you so distant? Is it something to do with me? Have I said something?
No.
Have I done something then?
You'll forget about all this in 5 years.
What sort of answer is that?
It's what you said to me once.
Did I?
Yes, on the bench when you were rescuing me. I really can't come with you, Kabir. I really can't. You should know better than to ask me to come boating with you at midnight.
Why? I won't tell you that I live from a one meeting to the next. You probably know that. It doesn't have to be moonlight. Dawn is fine. If you're concerned about other people, don't worry. No one will see us. No one we're likely to know goes out in a boat at dawn. Bring a friend along. Bring 10 friends along if you like. I just wanted to show you the Barsat Mahal reflected in the water. Don't you care for me at all? Listen, if anyone asks you, it was just an educational trip. With a friend. With as many friends as you like. I'll tell you the history of the Barsat Mahal. You'll be the students and I'll be the guide. A young history student, can't quite remember his name now. He came with us and pointed out the spots of historical interest. Provided quite a passable commentary. Really quite a nice chap. So I'll see you and your friends here at this very spot on Monday morning at 6 sharp. Wear a sweater, there'll be a river breeze.
But all my friends are on holiday.
Say you'll come with me.
never have. Mother, you did not need to do that.
Every object strives for its proper place. A book seeks to be near its truest admirer, just as this helpless moth seeks to be near the candle that infatuates him.
But books are chosen with care and treated with love. You must have had this book in your library for many years. You should not have parted with it.
The Urdu, even of the poems that I know by heart, is wasted on me. I am not a Muslim. I cannot read the script. Do you like it?
Yes. Everyone gives me jewels and other glittering things. But nothing has caught my eyes or my heart like your gift. But why are you standing? Please sit down. Will you have some whiskey? I'm sorry that this is the only kind we have got, Black Dog.
Well, this is excellent whiskey, Saida Bingham.
Let me summon my musician.
No, just you and the harmonium, that'll be enough.
At least the tabla player.
I'll keep the beat with my heart.
Although Fatima Jan was only third wife of Nawab Khushwak, still it was to her that he made the nobile edifice of the Barsat Mahal. Miracle of marble filigree work for their life and pleasure. Alas, on the day of 23rd April 1735, Fatima Jan closed her eyes at a shortage of 33 before her broken-hearted lover.
It's so sad, but is it all true?
Every word. Trust a historian. And after her death, the palace became sordid and sad. No longer did the tanks, full of golden and silvery fish, afford sportive amusements to the Nawab. He became lustrous and debauching. He built now a dark room where members of harem were hanged and their bodies were swept away in the river. After expiry of the one of his life, what to him mattered the innumerable blooming ladies? He breathed his last on 14th January, gazing steadfastly at a picture of F. John.
But which year did he die?
I believe the Diamond Guide is silent on this subject, but I can supply the date myself. It was 1766. It's wonderful to see the river surrounded by mist. You know, it's rare this time of the year.
Are you interested in politics?
No. Aren't you going to say anything?
Oh, I love you too. But it's pointless to say so. So take it back. Kabir, why didn't you tell me your last name?
It's Durrani.
I know.
You know?
You're a Muslim.
Yes. Yes, but why is all this so important to you? Is that why you've been so strange and distant sometimes?
Important? It's all important. Don't you know how much this means to my family?
You love me and I love you. That's all that matters.
Doesn't your father care?
No. Unlike many Muslim families, I suppose we were sheltered during partition and before. I don't see why we have to talk about this.
I need to get back.
Can we meet again?
When?
On Wednesday morning. Same time, same place.
All right. Have you kissed anyone else?
What? Do you mean ever? No, I don't think so. Not seriously.
I was having the most wonderful dream. I was walking near the Barsat Mahal with a young woman, but not so young. You're not interested.
No.
You've come to speak to me, I suppose.
Why don't you sit down on the bed? It's much more comfortable. So, who told you to speak to me?
Does someone have to have told me?
Yes, you never proffer brotherly advice as a rule. And I can tell from your face that I'm in for some proffering.
All right, go ahead.
It's about Saeeda Bai, I suppose.
You are absolutely right.
Well, what is there to say? I'm terribly in love with her. But I don't know if she cares for me at all.
Oh, you idiot. Do you really think that that kind of person is capable of loving?
Oh, why not?
Because it's a job not to. If she fell in love with you, it wouldn't be at all good for her work or her reputation. So she won't.
You just don't know her plan.
Now listen to me, man. You're making a complete fool of yourself. Women like that are brought up to pretend they're in love with gullible men, to make their hearts light and their purses even lighter.
There really isn't a problem at all. But where's my lovely sister-in-law? I'd much rather be scolded by her.
Oh, my daughter! My daughter!
Yes, Ma?
Not you! Where's that shameless Lata?
Where is she?
Ma, sit down. Calm down. I'll make some tea.
Tea? Tea, more and more tea.
What will become of us all? Oh, God, who will marry her now?
Ma, don't over-dramatize things. It will blow over.
So you knew? You knew and you didn't tell me and I had to learn from strangers.
What did you hear?
Is he from a good family? I had a sense something was going on. God, what would the father have said if he'd been alive? My poor daughter.
Ma, his father teaches mathematics at the university. He's a decent boy and Lata's a sensible girl.
Did someone mention my name?
Where have you been, young lady?
For a walk.
Walk? I'll give you a walk. Who is he? Come here. Come here at once.
Just a friend.
Just a friend? A friend and friends are for holding hands with. Is this what I brought you up for? All of you and his
Ma,
mother?
Sit down.
Who told you?
Who told me? The wretched girl asks me, who told me? No one told me. It's the talk of the town. Everyone knows about it. Everyone thought you were a good girl with a good reputation. Now it's too late. It's just too late.
Ma, you always say Malti is such a nice girl. And she has friends like that. You know that. Everyone...
Be quiet. Don't answer me back. I'll give you two tight slaps roaming around shamelessly near the Dhobi Ghat and having a gala time.
But Malti...
Malti? Malti, I'm talking about you, not about that Malti. Studying medicine and cutting up frogs. You want to be like her. And lying to your mother. I'll never let you go for a walk again. You stay in this house. Do you hear? Do you hear?
Yes.
What's his name?
Kabir.
Kabir what? Kabir what? What are all these ridiculous stares? He has a name, doesn't he? What is he? Kabir Lal, Kabir Mehra, or what? Are you waiting for the tea to get cold, or have you forgotten?
Kabir Durrani.
Is he a Parsi?
A Muslim.
Ma?
Never, 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 never! Absolutely not! Violent, cruel, lecherous.
Like Talat Khan. Like Uncle Shafi, like the Nav Sahab or Behzad, like Firoz.
It's one thing to mix socially with Muslims, entirely another to dream of marrying one. You want to marry him?
Yes.
Ah, he'll marry you and next year he'll say, Talak, 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 and you'll be out on the streets, you stupid, obstinate girl. You should drown yourself in a handful of water for sheer shame.
I will marry him.
Lata, Ma, I think we should all calm down.
You go to your room.
Ma, this is my house.
This isn't good for you.
Daddy used to say we should follow our own heart.
Still answering back. I'll give you two tight slaps.
How unimaginable it is that our parents must also have just like us.
It's good to live in a house where one does not have to imagine such things. Aksab looks sad. Would he have been happier to have been immaculate?
I think so. I sometimes think I would be happier without a father. Oh, yes. I often feel that whatever I do, my father looks upon with contempt. When I opened the cloth business in Banaras, Bauji told me it would be a complete failure. Now that I've made a go of it, he's taking the line that I should sit there every day of the month, of every year of my life. Why should I? He wants me to be like my brother, but I'm not. I'm just not. Why should I marry? Why?
because because your father gave it me to sing at your wedding. And at the birth of your children, and at their Mundan ceremony, and at their marriages. But I won't be alive to do that. In fact, sometimes I wonder what you see in an old woman like me.
Why do you say things like that? Do you do it just to get me annoyed? No one ever meant so much to me as you do. That girl in Banaras, I met her twice under heavy escort. She's nothing to me. And everyone says I must marry her just because my father and mother say so.
Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Very well, thank you. I dreamt of a donkey.
Oh, not of me?
No.
I can't remember what I dreamt of. I didn't have a restful night.
I love sleeping. I can sleep for 9 or 10 hours a day.
Huh. Aren't you cold? Here, why don't you wear this?
I've been longing to see you again.
Lata, what's happened to upset you?
Nothing. I don't know when I'll see you again.
What's happened?
I'm going to Calcutta tonight. My mother found out about us. When she heard your name, she threw a fit. I told you what my family was like.
Oh.
Do you still love me?
Still? What's the matter with you?
You remember what you said the last time? That we loved each other and that was all that mattered.
Yes, it is.
Let's go away.
Away? Where?
Anywhere. To the hills. Anywhere, really.
And leave everything?
Everything. I don't care. I've even packed some things.
Lata, we don't have a chance if we go away. Let's wait and see how things work out. We'll make them work out.
I thought you lived from one meeting to the next.
I do. But we can't decide everything. I don't want to disillusion you, but...
You are disillusioning me. How long will we have to wait?
2 years, I think. First, I have to finish my degree. After that, I'm going to apply to get into Cambridge. Or maybe the Indian Foreign Service. Lata.
I'll be married off in 2 years. You're not a girl. You don't understand. My mother might not even let me come back here to Brahmapur. I'm going.
Please, Lata. Please listen to me. When can we speak to each other if we don't talk now? Lata, be reasonable, please.
Look. That's my sister's husband there in the dressing room. They've been looking for me.
Lata! Lata!
Go back. No one's seen us yet.
Yes, Dr. Kapoor. I know him, Lata. I'll talk to him.
There's my mother. She's having hysterics.
Lata, I'll convince them.
I have to go back.
Lata!
Goodbye, Kabir.
Lata! Lata!
In episode 1 of A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth, the part of Lata was played by Aisha Dharkar. Mrs. Rupa Mehra, Mahabanu Modi Kotwal, Saida Bai, Ila Arun, Pran, Joy Sengupta, Savita, Aisha Menon, Maan, Pushan Kriplani, Malti, Lavleen Mishra, Kabir, Purab Kohli, Professor Mishra, Noel Gordon, and Mr. Sehgal, Roshan Seth. Other parts were played by Farid Karim, Radhika Dikunia, Devika Shahane, Sanjeev Vatsa, Ella Atai, Smita Malhotra, Nadir Khan, and members of the cast. The music was composed by Sasha Putnam, Raman Mirza, and Nick Russell Pavia. The Swarli soloist was Iqbal Warsi, and the songs were performed by Ila Arun. A Suitable Boy was dramatized and directed by John Dryden.
Join us again next week for episode 2 of A Suitable Boy. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Good night.